architectural and engineering professionals and thousands of other supporters have signed a petition demanding Congress to undertake a truly independent investigation of the situation that happened at the World Trade Center with 9/11. Richard Gage is the founding member of the AE911Truth.org group. He has been a practicing architect for more than 20 years. He has worked on most types of building construction, including numerous fireproof steel frame buildings as well. On Friday, there will be a historic news conference in San Francisco and concurrently in 30 other cities around the world. Richard Gage, tell us what will happen.
Good evening, George. It's great to be here with you. And what we have is the listing of all of the evidence that concerns these 1,000 architects and engineers that amounts to the explosive, controlled demolition of all three of these high-rises that went down almost at free-fall acceleration on 9/11. We see the incredible explosiveness of the Twin Towers. We'll be presenting this key points of evidence by key points of evidence, including the nanothermitic composite materials, that means explosives, found in all the World Trade Center dust, the behavior of these buildings, the molten metal found by several tons of it by first responders, structural engineers, and others. All of this evidence will be presented in San Francisco tomorrow morning to what we expect to be quite a showing of media. We have the Clear Channel coming. We have
you've got a lot of people coming. Richard, let me ask you this too. Do you think this investigation will ever get opened up again?
Yeah, I sure do. I think the momentum is growing. It's unbelievable. People are using the 1,000 architects and engineers staking their reputation and their licenses on the line to get a real new investigation. Our DVDs are going like wildfire out there. We've been in 130 different speaking engagements, including 13 foreign countries, 20 states in America. It is just growing. We expect that, in fact, this information will have a profound impact on the forthcoming Khalid Sheikh Mohammed trial. And we expect that with the petition that we're delivering on the same day to every member of Congress, that we will have some major attention in putting congressional members on notice that misprision of treason is a quite a serious federal offense. Those who are aware of a treasonous act, such as the controlled demolitions of these buildings, must act.
All right, we're going to see what happens. 1,000 architects want to get to the bottom of this. As I've said on this program before, it's worthy of a new investigation, especially when several major members of the 9/11 Commission have felt that the commission did not do a thorough job. That's all people are asking for. Let's just find out what happened with a thorough job. We owe it to ourselves to get that.